This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I have the gallery manager, Lindsay Raymond, of Southern Guild, who also is the curator of Spring Awakening. Now, let's start with Spring Awakening. I happen to realize it's autumn.
Yes.
What is the reason for a Spring Awakening?
So, spring, I mean, we're kind of looking at it more conceptually, so it isn't necessarily looking at the season per se. Of course, we're in the southern hemisphere, so we don't have spring now, but it's really looking at spring as a time of kind of reckoning also. So, especially with the 2 years of dormancy that have just kind of passed, it's really about being reflexive in this moment and kind of looking at the life that spring kind of represents, so new life, awakening, beauty, you know.
Okay, this is the springboard into new directions. And I think one of the things you're trying to do is bridge the art and design divide.
Yes.
Or bring it together.
Yes. So for us, it's about bringing it together, but it's also about looking at really how the two aren't so far removed. We have, especially in South Africa, such a kind of strong history of ceramics, for instance, which is, it still kind of falls within the design category, but it really is an art form, and its purpose has always been to communicate. So it's not just functional in any way. So we're really kind of looking at design as not necessarily being functional, or even really having the illusion of function, but really being something that has a history of potentially being functional, but also about just really carrying narrative and being able to talk and tell stories in the same way that art does. So it's applying art thinking into functional kind of objects.
And telling stories. And I gather that you've put the exhibition into different themes.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So it kind of, the way that the exhibition works is when you enter into the room, you're kind of, you know, it's about awakening the senses. So there's a new kind of fragrance that's been customized for the space, and you're welcomed into a kind of fantasia. So it's more imaginary. It's kind of a childlike bewilderment, really. So it's very colorful. It's very bright. It's light. It's kind of open. And then as you kind of carry on, you start to think about questions about sensuality, for instance, and kind of things outside of the status quo. So really looking at being outside of a kind of generic being, maybe. So there's also a kind of moral dilemma in many ways. And then you kind of move into earth more. So it's kind of from heaven into earth, into something that's more grounded, into really thinking about who you are, where you are, and how you relate to the world, thinking about ecology, thinking about, you know, many kind of aspects of being here right now. So it's really about a fantasia and then a grounding and a reality and a kind of reckoning in some ways.
So you go through all those features about how you can relate to the work. But I gather you've got 61 works by 25 artists.
Yes.
So just give us some of the media that you are using. You've mentioned ceramics, but so much else.
Ceramics is also a sound piece, which you've never really worked with before. So sound, there was also a performance element on the opening, which was three artists using kind of indigenous instruments with contemporary technology. And then we also have designer from Mali, Cheick Diallo, who works with cord and leather and tie-dye. Then there's also paintings by Jean Hoffman, by Neville Sikamela, by Joshua Gerard, and sculptures, a lot of sculpture.
Jewelry, fabric. I know there's a lot for you to see. And the only way that you're really going to be able to accomplish all of this is visiting Southern Guild for Spring Awakening. And we've been speaking to Lindsay Raymond, who's the gallery manager and curator of the specific exhibition. And to keep informed about what's happening in the visual arts scene, do keep in touch with mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Irma Stern, Nudes 1916 to 1965, curated by Emeritus Professor Michael Godby in collaboration with the Irma Stern Museum and select private collections, is the current exhibition on show. The exhibition traces Stern's treatment of the nude in different media over her long working life. Gallery times are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Entry is free. Guided tours of current exhibitions or work in storage are by appointment only. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za.